Morning, Mr. President, council members. As Janelle's not here, I'll be filling in this morning.
That's fine.
We have two items of old business this morning. The first is conditional use number 2162, filed on behalf of Yellow Metal LLC. The County Council held a public hearing on February 5th of this year, and County Council deferred action for the Planning Commission recommendation and left the record open for 5 days for written comments regarding the Planning Commission's recommendation. The Planning Commission made a recommendation at their meeting of February 14th of this year, and a letter from the applicant has since been received regarding certain conditions and was submitted to the Planning and Zoning Office. The record is closed.
Record's now closed. That's all we have to do, Mr. Moore, is that correct?
That is correct.
That's right, okay. And the next thing, sir?
Our second item today is conditional use number 2157, filed on behalf of Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC. County Council held a public hearing on February 19th of this year, and County Council deferred action for Planning Commission recommendation and left the record open for 5 days for written comments regarding the Planning Commission's recommendations. The Planning Commission made a recommendation at their meeting of February 28th. One letter has been received regarding the recommendation and was submitted to the Planning Office, and the record is now closed for that too.
Okay. Record's now closed on both of them.
Yes, that's correct.
And then we'll put these on agenda for a future meeting, correct?
That is correct. And just for the process, it has been the practice of council, anytime a record's left open after the county council meeting, the planning zoning director comes, gives a report, lets county council know that the record is closed, there's no action has to be taken by the council, and then it's put back on the schedule for later for the vote.
Thank you, sir. And thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Lewis Rehoboth Rotary Club. They're requesting $375 for their Great Walks and Trails in Sussex County publication. Last grant received was $400, which was $200 for Mr. Burton and $200 for Mr. Arlette.
And it's going to put agenda by who?
Mr. Burton.
Okay, Mr. Burton.
Well, I can't speak for Mr. Arlette, but I would make a motion to put the $400 to the Lewis Rehoboth Beach Rotary Club for the Greater Walks and Trails publication.
Is that from your council, man?
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $400 to the Lewis Rehoboth Beach Rotary Club for the Great Walks and Trails publication from Mr. Burton's council bank account. Questions on the motion?
How much are they asking for altogether?
$375.
That's the total of what they're asking.
$375. They asked $375 last year. We gave them $400.
So he's getting them what he asked for.
Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
$375 is what they're asking for. So is that what you're giving? $375 or $400?
$375.
Okay.
Okay. You take your second back. You take your motion back. Now your motion's what?
$375.
Motion $375. You'll second that. Motion to grant $375 from Mr. Burton's council bank account, second by Mr. Wilson, to the Lewis Rehoboth Beach Rotary Club for a Greater Walk and Trail publication. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
And next one, Indian River High School is requesting anywhere from $500 to $1,500 to help with the Indian River Boys Volleyball Boosters. The boosters need to help with the transportation costs of the team. There have been no past grants, Mr. Riley, placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley?
I'd like to make a motion to authorize $500.
From your account?
From my account.
And I would do $500 as well.
Okay. We have a motion, Mr. Riley, second, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Grant $1,000 to the Indian High School Boys Volleyball Boosters for expenses, being $500 Mr. Riley's council bank account and $500 Mr. Hudson's council bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
And next one, Western Sussex Chamber of Commerce is requesting $1,000 for their annual fundraiser bike and brew tour. Portions of the funds collected will be provided to the Nanticoke Health Services for their Healing Harvest Food Closet. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $500 from Mr. Arlette.
You want to do the same thing? Or
I'll do the same thing.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
I'll make the motion, $500 from my account.
$500 Mr. Riley's account and $500 from my account for a total of $1,000. Second, Mr. Wilson, to the Western Sussex Chamber of Commerce for the Bike and Brew Tour fundraiser. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton? Yes. I have a yes, motion carried. Next.
And next one is the Police Unity Tour Chapter 10. They're requesting $500 for the annual Police Unity Memorial Bicycle Tour. The program raises awareness for fallen men and women in law enforcement. There have been no past grants for this organization, and Mr. Burton placed on the agenda, and there is a member in the audience that would like to speak.
Morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm Jimenez Fletcher, and I'd like to thank all of you and Sussex County Council, Gina, Doug, and IG for helping me produce this opportunity. I'm going to be riding for our grandfather, Charles Wilson Fletcher, who died in the line of duty in 1939, as a Lewis PD town officer and Sussex County Constable. I'm also generally riding for all of Sussex County fallen law enforcement men and women who've served here in the state of Delaware. And I just want to thank you all for considering sponsoring me. We ride from New Jersey to Washington, D.C., and I'm honored to be a native of Sussex County and Delaware. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Did you ride your bike in this morning?
Yeah, I'm sorry?
Did you ride your bicycle in this morning?
Yesterday. I've been training 30 miles this week. Well, y'all like to see me in my bicycle suit. I look good. Oh, and this is for IG.
My motion would be for 250 from mine and Mr. Hudson.
I'll do 250.
The request was 500.
The request was 500.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
To grant $500 to the Police Unity Tour Chapter 10 for annual Police Unity Memorial Bicycle Tour, being $250 Mr. Burton's Council Mag account and 250 Mr. Hudson's Council Mag account. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you.
Proposal for introduction, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first one is in Mr. Burton's district. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for wellness classes, including yoga, massage, meditation, acupuncture, and lectures, to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 3.33 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Mr. Burton introduced it.
The next one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 38.13 acres, more or less.
I will introduce Mr. Riley introduces it.
And the last one is also in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR general residential district to a GRRPC general residential district, residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 71.754 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Mr. Riley introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments? Council member comments?
I've got
Mr. Riley.
We were pressed for time last time we met, so I didn't do it, but I just gave a quick update on a few things. I did attend the SWAMPO, which is this Sussex-Wicomico Planning Organization meeting. We met on February 13th, essentially reconvened as a group, I guess, and approved the budget and reviewed the transit asset management plan, and that was essentially the conclusion of the meeting. So just let you know that we were there and participated. So also, along with Councilman Burton, we attended the land trust meeting, and essentially in that meeting we reviewed finances, including getting the county repaid, which is always an important topic, and fundraising. I think their coffers are a little low, so we wanted to have discussion on fundraising. And then we had discussion around refining the mission, goals, and vision of the organization, and I invited them to come to council and present that when they felt they were ready to do it. Also, attended the last CDAC meeting, Sussex Economic Development Action Committee, and one of the things that I did want to bring up was there was a lot of discussion about tax ditches and also non-tax ditches, and the notion that they're in some areas getting to be an issue because they are falling into disrepair, and so I'm just really just kind of putting that out in the air just to for, you know, general consideration. But One example was given the Savannah Ditch, which runs northeast of Georgetown, is impacting a lot of farmland and other properties extending all the way from the Purdue plant clear to the airport. So, and this seems to be somewhat of an issue, particularly this year, especially because it's been so wet. You know, it's coming up quite a bit. But in general, you know, just the maintenance of ditches around the county is something that ought to be on the radar at some level. So that was pretty much it. Just wanted to kind of recap a couple things I've been doing. Also, I mentioned earlier that Councilman Hudson and I did attend a tour with our county engineer of the South Coastal Wastewater Treatment Facility, and very impressed with the professionalism, the cleanliness, the maintenance of the plant, the technology, and we recognize there's going to be some need for improvements and expansion there, but we appreciate the time that Hans took to give us the tour.
Sure.
So,
that process.
Any more comments from council?
So that process is pretty amazing.
It is. It is. And Councilman Wilson was asking me, what did they do with the solids? And I'll discuss that with you over lunch.
There you go.
He takes out the ocean, right?
No, they don't.
No, not the solids.
What goes in the ocean is essentially, well, it's as good as the water that most of the people in the world actually drink. We probably wouldn't want to do it, but it's pretty clean.
By the way, the Savannah Ditch is not a tax ditch.
It's not a tax ditch, and that's part of the problem.
And that's why they can't get it cleaned out, because private owners has it, and they stop it from doing it. So
that's right.
So we would have had that cleaned out.
Yep.
Right.
So it's not a tax ditch, that's in the...
Right, a private owned ditch.
It's a private ditch.
Any more comments? Entertain a motion to go to executive session for collective bargaining discussion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second Mr. Riley. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now going downstairs for
take your dish down.
Executive session.